Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon. Welcome to Tuesday prayer line for the children. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor your presence. We are two more than together in your name. We thank you that you're in the midst of us. In the mighty name, we thank you that there's no God greater than you, no God holy like you, no God mighty like you. We adore and bless you, our God. We honor your presence. We thank you, Lord, that we could call upon you morning, noon, and night. We thank you that you have taught our hands to war, our fingers to fight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call upon you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just need you. We need you. We need you. We need you more than our very breath. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we honor your presence today, Lord. We are so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name. And we thank you that the weapons of our warfare, carnal but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, thunder upon your enemies. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire in the name of Jesus. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us, O Lord, from our strong enemy. From them that are too strong for us. So, Father, we cover the line. We cover everyone on today. We cover the families of the ones who are on with us. We cover every person on the line, their families, in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful that we could call upon you. And we know that you are the God that answers in the name of Jesus, that before we call, you've already heard. Thank you for families today. In the name of Jesus, and we say, as for us and our houses, we will serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, help us to be kind to one another in our families, O God, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as you, God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. We appreciate you, Lord. Father, as parents, grandparents, help us to train the children in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. Father, your word says, children, honor your fathers and your mothers, that your days may be long upon the land. So we decree and declare that our children will honor their fathers and their mothers, and their days will be long upon the land. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you are our God. We honor you. You are our almighty God. Nobody's greater than you. We appreciate, we adore you, we bless you. Amen. The Bible. You know God gives us instructions because we got to leave the earth. We're just here temporary. So we thank God that, you know, when he calls us, we're leaving. Yep, he sent us here for a period of time, and we will leave at the time that he says so. So we praise the Lord. God is an incredible God. I know you know it already, but sometime we need to just hear it again. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He's loving and merciful, so kind, full of mercy, full of compassion, and love in abundance. Let's praise him without ceasing, pray continually, and love him back with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He is a God of peace and an awesome provider. I know you think your job provided everything you need, but nope, Father God did. Jeremiah 30, verse 17 says, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thy wounds, saith the Lord. It's God who gets to the root cause of the pain, the illness, infirmities, and so on. So let's praise him and thank him, for his mercy endureth forever. And we're continually blessing him and praising him and honoring him. We thank God for Adelie. She's on today. Thank God for Adelie and her brother. She going to tell me his name again. Sometimes I forget his name. But anyway, we thank God. Try Z. That's it. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you going to sing today?
This Little Light of Mine.
Amen. Go right ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hey, amen. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you, Adelie. I thank you for Trazee, her brother. I think that they are blessed and highly. I thank you that if they come on weekly and sing, Lord, you're giving them more strength. I thank you for the beautiful voice of song that you've given to Adelie, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that Adelie loves you with all of her heart, soul, and strength. She knows your name, even as a little girl. I thank you that she will continually follow after righteousness, as well as her brother. Thank you for her parents who are training her up and her grandparents in the way that she should go. So, Father, give little Adelie the desires of her heart. In the mighty name of God. Amen.
I was so old.
He's talking good. All right. I hope everybody got their Bibles today. You need your Bibles because we're going to be praying according to the will of God. So you got to have those Bibles ready. We thank God for the Bible. You know we got it. According to God's will. So, need your Bibles every week when you come on. So have them ready. We're going to pray the Word of God. I thank God for each of you all today. You all are such a blessing in my life. I thank you all for coming on and, you know, praying for the children. The children, you know, I know you know that our children need prayer on a daily basis. Not just on Tuesdays, but every day. So I thank God for you all taking your time out to come on and pray prayers that get answers. Effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I thank God for each of you all today. God is blessing us every day. Not just some days, but he's blessing us every day. So we got to stay strong in the Lord, strong in the Lord. I thank God for the prayer warriors who's going to be praying today, the intercessors. He said, call forth the cunning women, those who are skillful in prayer, and they're on today. I thank God for each. If you got something going on, just put your phone on mute until you're called on to pray. I thank God for you. Thank God for family. Thank God for you know, God has great plans for all of us, and he blesses those who are obedient. thank God for you all. Well, today I'm going to call on Sister Vivian. She's going to start our first prayer, and it's the scripture is found in Hebrews 10:24-25. Sister Vivian, would you pray for our children to receive, be received and accepted by their families, to be received and accepted by their families?
Amen. Let me get to Hebrews.
Okay. And you're looking for yours. While you look, Hebrews 10:24-25. Now
got
that
it.
I'm thinking about it, that might not be. But anyway, Sister Lanny, your scripture. Sister Lanny, your scripture is Ephesians 5:11. Pray for our children to accept gender. The gender identity, male, female, the way God created them, that they would accept their gender that God created them to have. And the next one is Sister Marion Williams, Hebrews 12 and verse 15. Now, I'm going to tell you, sometimes I'll be doing at 12 at night. So just in case I make a mistake, y'all just cover it. Just pray according to God's plan.
Can
all right,
you give
you
me mine again?
Yes.
Can you give me mine again?
Hebrews 12:7.
12 and 7?
Yes.
Okay, 12 and 7. Okay.
Yes. All right, you ready, Sister Vivian?
Yes, ma'am. Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the number of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Praise God. Father God, thank you. God, that we can come before you this afternoon, God, lifting up the children again to you, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that parents, oh God, will be more attentive to their children, invoking them in the things of you, oh God, drawing closer and closer to their families, oh God. We pray a closer walk with families, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that families was ordained by you. Hallelujah. And God, with you, God, you will help them and you will guide them, God. Yes, God, in the way that they should go, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the parents, oh God, that are encouraging their children every day, God. Oh, God, what to do, how to do it, how to be good stewards in every way of their lives, oh, God. You said in your word, God, provoking one another unto good works, oh, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they don't stop the assembling of children from going to church, that they will keep the children in church and in Bible studies and whatever involvement the church have, God. Lord, that they'll grow, God. Oh, God, they'll grow from the home and they'll grow from the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the Spirit of the Lord will be upon them. And, Lord, we thank you. Yes, Lord God. For every parent that know their role as a parent, that they're going to take control and be an administrator and a witness to their children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am. Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And I'm praying for children to understand, accept the gender identity that God gave them from birth. God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your life is hid. Our life is hid with you in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the word that says, set your affections on things above and not on things in the earth. Father, we thank you, Father, that you have given your own creation its own identity from the time they were born. It was manifested that we see it, but before they were born, you had already made choices for them, according to Psalms 139. God, we pray for children that they will be empowered to resist the works of darkness. We pray, God, that they will resist the Lucifer spirit that pulls them to manipulate them and intimidate them and even to dominate them to the place where they think that they have to be what people call them, what they think they ought to be according to what others have set for them. We know, Father, they are unfruitful examples in the earth that children see in television and through their music and through the media, the social media, that celebrates any and everything goes. And so that it hinders them, it gives them something to pull away from you, because if they have not been instructed in your word, if they have not been taught from their parents what it means to accept what God has assigned, then they may be tempted to be swayed the other direction. So, God, we come against those unfruitful works of manipulation, intimidation, and domination that the Lucifer spirit comes to pull them away from you. God, I pray that you will send ministry to them. I pray you'll send ministry to the parents. I pray for you to cover them in that environment. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them, that as these thoughts and as these suggestions are given to them through their natural flesh and through the flesh of others, of those who want to pull them in that direction, we pray, Father, that they will have power to resist. We pray for those who've already gone that direction and need deliverance. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, once again, that you'll send ministry, not only send ministry, that they will have ears to hear and a mind and a heart to walk in obedience. We pray for parents who struggle with this area in raising their children when they have done their part and the world is putting at them and the parents seem like they have lost their grip on them. God, I pray that the word of God, particularly the saved family parents, if they remember your word that speaks that they feel the righteous is blessed. And sometimes the children don't understand that they're blessed because their parents have covered them in prayer, and that you're holding back the darkness so they can find their way to you and live a life that brings glory to you. So we pray, God, for parents that struggle in that area with loving their children and staying with them as they struggle in that area. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for total healing, total deliverance. We pray for the spirit of truth to be manifested. And instead of the unfruitful thing, but the fruit, the love, joy, peace, and goodness, and the fruit of your spirit, your true spirit that does not lie, does not manipulate, does not intimidate, will reign over them, and they will choose a way of peace. They will choose a way of wholeness, and they will choose the way of truth. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Now we bind every pull, satanic pull on them now in Jesus' name. Wherever these children are that struggle, we pray, God, that the empowerment of Holy Spirit will come and build and angels of the Lord and the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus will protect them from themselves and from others who want to pull them away from you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Annette. If you could pray, I'll pray first, and then if you could pray Jeremiah 33:6, it says, ask for healing and cures from childhood diseases. Healing and cures from childhood diseases. And I'm going to pray Psalms 146:7, pray against sex trafficking, prisoners to be set free from sex trafficking. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are God. There's no God like you, God. Someone's got something going on. If you're moving around or doing something, would you mind putting your phone on mute? Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you for all that you're doing for the children that have been kidnapped and ushered into sex trafficking. We cut that demon of sex trafficking off at the root. We decree and declare that our children will be free in the name. They will not be oppressed. They will not be hungry. They will not be kidnapped. And, Lord, many parents today are distracted. While they have their children walking beside them, they're on their cell phones, not paying attention. Someone can catch them right away and cause problems. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that parents will pay more attention to their children and then they would not leave car doors open with their children and go inside a building. They would not leave their children in the car seats and go to the store or wherever they're going and get caught up talking to their friends and pets. So, Father, in the name of Father, we decree and declare that our children are in a safe place in you. And, Father, I thank you for parents paying close attention to their children, spending time with them instead of on the phone while they have them. I thank you that they will shut the phone off, put it on silent, and when their children are with them, they would talk to them. They would love on them, hug them. They would be, very kind towards them, remove short, patient tempers from their from the families, oh God, of our children. And Lord, we are so grateful that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name. We decree and declare that sex trafficking becoming a thing of the past because the parents are watching over the children, even when they go to the park or when they go on the playground at school. I think that the teachers won't be chit-chatting with each other, but they will pay attention to the children. They will notice things that are happening, like trucks or vans pulling up. They would notice their environment. And if there's something suspicious, the parents will call the police right away to make sure that their children are safe in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing, setting our children free. Those that have been kidnapped already, Lord, we're depending upon you to set them free. Show the authorities or the parents where they are. And keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Sister Annette.
And you said that was Jeremiah 33?
Verse 6.
Okay, all right. Well, Father God, we just thank you and praise you, Father, as I read your scripture, Jeremiah 33:6. And this is the NIV. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. And so, Lord God, we just thank you for this privilege and opportunity to cry out on behalf of the children of the world. And, Father, we just ask you to bring health and healing to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, healing of body, mind, soul, and spirit. Father, healing to make them whole. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there's so much going on in the world today, Father. We pray, oh God, especially for the mind, Father, sound minds. Lord God, fear has tried to wreak havoc on the children. And Father, you said that you have not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, and we curse the very seed and root of it in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we loose, Lord God, truth, Lord God, the truth of your word, Lord God, that it would go forth, Lord God, that you are a God that is a God of safety, Father. You said safety is of the Lord. And so, God, we pray that the children would be taught, oh, God, that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life, Lord God, so that healing can spring forth, Father, to their minds, because, God, is so much in mind control, because, Father, the power of life and death is in the tongue, and Father, the power of the word. So Father, we pray, Lord God, for healing, oh God, especially for the hearts and the minds of the children and for the spirits, Lord God. And then, of course, if they are not saved, we do pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to heal them, Lord God, that they may live an abundant life, Father, and have abundant peace and security, knowing that you will never leave them, that you will never forsake them, Lord God. And, Father, that you will bring them through, Lord God, no matter what they go through, Father, that you love them with an everlasting love. So, God, we just ask you, Lord God, to loose laborers across their path. We pray, Lord God, for their parents, that they would teach them, Lord God, teach them the way, oh, God, that they would learn to walk therein in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. So, Father, we just ask for your mercy and grace to abound toward them. And, God, we know that peace, oh, God, peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, that it would rule and guard their hearts and minds. And, Father, that they would be secure in that peace, Lord God. Father, that everything's going to be all right. And, Father, we just thank you for your blood. Cover them, Lord God. And, Father, we know that you are a deliverer, Father. And we ask that you deliver them from all evil, all sickness, all diseases, Lord God. And, Father, that healing would spring forth speedily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. Sister Vivian, I'm going to call on you, but I'm going to give the prayer targets out first. Sister Vivian. 1 Peter 3:9, and if you could pray that parents would encourage and build their children up, words and actions. Pray that parents will encourage and build their children up with words and actions. Sister Lanny, Colossians 3:20,
yes.
Children.
Colossians 3:20.
Yes. Pray for parents to make sure their children understand why it's important that they obey them in all things.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sister Marion, you have Colossians 3:21. Pray for fathers to establish good relationships with their sons and daughters, and create ways to make them feel good about themselves. Pray for fathers to establish good relationships with their sons and daughters, and that would make them feel good about themselves. All right. And,
okay, Sister G, you had gave me Hebrews 12:7. So do you still want me to do that one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I skipped over you. Yes, I did not mean that. Yes, I do want you to do that one. So as soon as I finish giving this right here, then you pray that one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you another one. I'll call on you later, but take this one as well. Colossians 3:21.
Okay.
Colossians 1, pray for fathers to establish good relationships with their sons and daughters and create ways that make them feel good about themselves. All right, so you're going to be praying that a little bit later. So right now, I'm going to call on Sister Marion, you, and then Sister Vivian, and then I'll call on each person. Go ahead, Sister Marion.
Okay. If you endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastiseth not? Heavenly Father, I thank you for your chastisement right now, Lord God, for you said you chastise those that you love, the sons and daughters that you love. You chastise them with love. Heavenly Father, I pray that you let the parents, when they chastise their children, chastise them with love. and not abusiveness right now, oh God. Let the children understand that when they are getting chastised, that it's with the love of their parents, that their parents love them and want them to obey and do the right thing, Lord God. I thank you for chastising right now, Lord God. It leads us closer to you right now, Lord God. Let the parents endure your chastisements against them also, Lord God, and let them make the kids understand that when they chastise them, when they do wrong, that they're chastising them with love and not abusiveness. Continue to cover and protect our children right now, Lord God. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Vivian, if you'll pray 1 Peter 3:9.
1 Peter 3:9 says, not rendering evil for evil by railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Praise God. Father God,
amen.
It's holy God, in agreement, God, that parents, oh, Father God, yes, Lord, would be a blessing to their children, that they will encourage their children every day, that they'll have on their agenda, oh, God, to say or do something, oh, God, that will have an everlasting legacy with their children, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will call up on you, Lord God, and ask you, oh, God, what must I do to say to them today, God? Oh, because your word, oh, God, is so much life in it, God, and they can give them life, life living word planted in their hearts, oh, God. And Lord God, that they it will carry them, oh, Father God, through life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for parents, oh, God, oh, Father God, will have that ingenuity in them, that spark, oh, God, of you, oh, Father God, that light shining out from them, oh, God. Oh, God, that their children will be encouraged, oh, God, daily in the word, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they want, oh, God, because you, first of all, God, you ordained the parent to have authority over the children. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, that they will be a great encouragement to their children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lani. Yeah,
yes, ma'am. Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the word of God that gives children instructions to obey their parents. We pray, Father, that the parents have set the right examples before the children that will help them make good choices. And even after parents have done their very best, we know that children can go astray. But we thank you for your word that says, if you train them up in the way that they should go, it will not depart from them. Even though it may stray from obedience, it's still in them. It's still in their heart, in their spirit, in their mind. It's a department that the enemy cannot steal, but he can torment them and pull at them, and they can be subject to things around them because they have not been strengthened to obey. They have not been strengthened to trust. They have not been strengthened to know and understand and learn how to walk in wisdom. So we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will receive knowledge of why it's important to obey parents. They will receive the understanding of why it's important to obey parents. They will choose obedience to walk in wisdom and obeying parents. God, we pray for everything that pulls them away from this, and those things are some of the same things that pull them from other areas of obedience to you, through the social media, through the examples they see, through peer pressure, through the need to belong, the need to build their self-esteem, to build their image around what people expect of them. God, we pray that you will strengthen their resolve, that you will renew their mind to appreciate how parents have given them right instructions. And we pray, God, that it won't be a long time before they're able to choose to walk in obedience. God, we pray for parents that will persevere in prayer and call upon you, God, to as we are doing now, that parents will invest in their children's obedience through talking to you to encourage them, that they will hear what Holy Spirit is saying. They will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and walk and choose to walk in obedience. Father, for everything to try to pull them away from you, we bind that in Jesus' name. We cast it down. We send it back to hell where it came from. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that they will be triumphant from these footholds or these strongholds, however they come to them. God, we pray that they will have a greater need to walk in truth than to walk in a way that looks pleasing to men. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for children to make good choices. Hallelujah. We pray for parents not only to be a good example, but even when they are being good example and they miss it, that they have the courage to tell the children that they missed it. So they will learn how to repent because their parents have taught them how to do that. When you make a mistake, God is faithful to forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and you can just begin again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We pray for and we bind your truth to them. We ask, Father, that you hold back the darkness so they can find their way. God, we pray that between the parents and the church and the teachers of various churches that teach the whole word of God, that teach the truth of your word, it will give the children tools and something to work with. You cannot bring to remembrance what they don't know. So they need to know some things so that when Holy Spirit comes to speak, they'll recognize his voice. And they need to recognize the voice of the enemy that tries to pull them away from you. We thank you, Lord, for that work, the supernatural work of the Holy Ghost. And it's a persevering work of parents to plead the blood of Jesus over their parents, as we're doing now, God, in Jesus' name. Strengthen these parents. Parents who don't know any better, help them, Father, bring them to a place of understanding of how to be the right kind of example before their children. Because if they do the opposite, then children do the opposite well. We thank you, Father, that you're here now for prayer. We thank you, Lord, for workings of miracles in this area. For we know the parents are the first teachers. We pray, God, that their teaching instruction will be correct. The teaching instruction will be of the truth. The teaching of the parents will bring glory to you. And the children will walk it out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Marion. Do you need me to read yours again, Sister?
No, you said Colossians 3:21, right?
Yeah. Do you remember what target I gave you?
Colossians 3:21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Heavenly Father, I praise you and I thank you. I pray for all fathers right now, Lord God, and I pray that you help them not to provoke their children, Lord God, by saying negative things to their children, by cursing at their children, for doing things around their children that are not of you right now, Lord God. I'm praying for our children right now, Lord God, that their fathers don't provoke them. Lord, in this day and time, we have children that are murdering their parents right now, Lord God, because their parents have done something to provoke them right now, Lord God, and to anger them right now, Lord God. So I'm praying for our children right now, Lord God, that when there's negative things, that don't let their fathers provoke them to do any evil, but continue to walk in the way and the path of the Lord. Right now, Lord God, help the parents right now, Lord God, to watch what they do around their children, to not provoke their children, to not bring them down, but to encourage them, to lift them up right now, Lord God, where they can be better children right now, Lord God, where they can be better examples in the world right now, Lord God. Help fathers to be strong role models in the house right now, Lord God. Strong role model to their sons and their daughters that they can grow up in the work that they need to be. Let the fathers be in the word right now, Lord God. Let them be in your word, and that way they can raise their children properly right now, Lord God. You have so many homes right now, Lord God, that are fatherless right now, oh God. You have mothers that are playing both roles, mother and father. So I pray for all the single mothers right now, oh God, that are going through whatever they're going through in order to raise their children in the right way without a father in the household. Let these fathers step up and take their role in the household and let them step up and be the fathers that you have ordained them to be. Let them be encouraging right now, Lord God. Let them not provoke the kids to any anger or drive the kids to do any hurt, harm, or danger to themselves, Lord God. Let them not provoke the children. You have so many fathers and mothers that are provoking the children, talking down to them, talking negative to them, where the kids want to commit suicide because they feel like they don't have any love and that there's nothing to live for. Lord, I pray for fathers right now, Lord God. I pray for them to step up right now, Lord God. Let you instill in them your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and they can pass it on to their children and be strong role models right now, Lord God. Lord God, this is what I ask in your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So, Father, I thank you for the healing that you healed baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin, that they are, oh, my God, such, oh, wonderful children, and you have healed their bodies. They walk in total health and wholeness, wellness. They are eating healthy. They are doing things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they could not do before. They were healed. So we thank you, Lord, for their parents. We thank you, Lord, that their parents are feeding them healthy food and healthy drinks. Not junk food, Lord God, but foods that would nourish and strengthen their bodies and keep them healthy and well in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. They don't have to keep going back and forth to the doctor over and over and over because they are healed by your stripes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you now are their great physician, oh God. You are keeping them healthy. You are keeping them well in the name of Jesus. You said, beloved, above all, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you for what you're doing in the children, in the name of Jesus. Not only these children, but children all over the world. I thank you that they are totally healed by your stripes. So we claim their healing right now, that they walk in health, wholeness, and wellness, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Sister Nett, did I give you your scripture already?
No.
Proverbs 18:10. No? Okay, I'm going to start giving them again. Proverbs 18:10. And your prayer target is thank God for keeping our children safe because their parents are righteous. You got it? Let me
yes.
repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What? Because righteousness. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and Sister Vivian, your scripture is Psalms 88:13. Your target is pray that our children will be taught to pray every morning when they get up and every night before they go to bed. And Sister Lanny, your scripture, Romans 12:2, your target, pray that our children will conform to the world, but they'll be transformed by the renewing of their minds. And then if we have time, I'll give out some more.
All right. So you will Romans 12:2 now?
No, Sister Annette first. Okay. Thank you. Sister Annette.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Proverbs 18:10. NIV, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. And so, Father, we thank you, Father, for keeping the children safe because of the righteousness of their parents. And, Father, we just thank you that you made a covenant with your people, Lord God. And your covenant says that you will keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And Father, we just thank you today. And Father, you said that you would lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, and that you would deliver us, Father, from all evil. So, Father, we just thank you for doing that for the children for the seed of your children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for the many benefits of being a righteous parent, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that as you keep them safe, you're giving your angels charge over them, Lord God, to keep them, Father, from hurt, harm, and danger. Father, that you're keeping them, oh God, from evil, wicked, ungodly associations and attitudes. Father, that you're keeping them, Father, from hurt, harm, danger, plots, snares, schemes, traps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for the promises that you have made for your righteous people, Father, and for their seed. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And, Father, that you make a way, Lord God, make a way of escape, Lord God. And, Father, you just are such a great deliverer, Lord God. So we just thank you for safety. Thank you for your blood, Father, because you said that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank you for your blood protecting the children, Lord God. And, oh, God, we just thank you for the blood. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. And we pray, Lord God, that their steps be ordered by the Lord. And then, Father, we pray they be taught of you, Father, that they would live in great safety in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would help the parents to take advantage of every opportunity, every situation, as you have admonished us, to teach them lying down, sitting up, walking, talking, that they would take advantage of every opportunity, Lord God, to let them know, Lord God, that you are a safe place, a strong tower in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Father, and we bless your holy name together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Vivian, you have Psalms 88:13. Sister Vivian, you there? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was just talking and on mute. Hallelujah. Psalms 88:13 reads as thus: "But unto you have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent you." We pray, O Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that parents will have prayer with their children day or night, whenever they are, you leave them to. But we pray for prayer to go on in the home, O God, that children have that security in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that parent will, oh God, learn to go before you before they go to anything else, or TV or food or drugs, oh God, that they will learn how to bring their children before the Lord and bless them and put the blessings upon the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that parents, oh God, will know the blessings of the Lord. And Lord God, reach out to you, oh Father God, for more of you on understanding how to be a parent to their children and calling up on you, Lord God, their children, saying, Lord, help us, because we all have sinned and fallen short, that they are not perfect parents. Let, oh God, let the child know they are striving to for perfection. They might make mistakes, oh God, but they are there for them. Let the child know, God, that they are always there for them. oh God, to try to protect them in any kind of way, just as God is, because our Heavenly Father is the same way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Lanny, you have Romans 12 and 2.
Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for our children to be positioned to have knowledge, to have understanding, to walk in wisdom, that they will decide to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of their minds. Hallelujah. So we pray, God, that you said that we renew our mind in the word of God. We bring our bodies under subjection. There are some tools that they need in order to be not transconformed to this world. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them now, Father, that the be that they are will not allow them to decide to be like the world, but the be that they chose will be to be transformed by renewal of the mind. When they do their part to surrender to you, hallelujah, God, you will arrest those things that come to pull them away from you. And your word says you're going to prove what is good, and you're going to show them what is acceptable and the perfect will of you, that they will know how to please you. They will know how to honor you, and they will know how to have peace. For we know peace comes when we acknowledge truth and we acknowledge doing the right thing. Father, in James, and Jesus, my children are conformed to do the evil things. They're looking over their shoulder to see who's watching them do what they know is wrong. God, we pray even for that conviction that they want to do right. Hallelujah, God. We pray that the Holy Spirit is pulling on them and drawing them by the power of your truth and your love to let them know that there's a safe place for them in your heart, in their lives, so that they can walk in blessed assurance that you're there with them. Give them the strength, God. Give them the courage in the name of Jesus to present themselves, as the first verse says, give them all of themselves as a living sacrifice, that you will show them how to serve you in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for parents who walk before them. We pray for parents who will not give up on them. We won't give up on them, Father. That's why we pray, because we believe, Father, in the power of your word. We pray that they will not be conformed to the world, but they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds and choose wisdom to walk in obedience to you. Father, all this the traps of the enemy, we come against them right now. We pray, God, they be exposed so that the children will see the end of what will happen if they don't listen to wise counsel. Hallelujah. That they will know that that's when you conform to the world, there's a price to pay. But when you be transformed by the renewal of the mind, there's a reward for them and for their obedience in Christ Jesus. We pray, God, for clarity for them to know the difference, to make good choices in Jesus' name, that they will be, hallelujah, what you have declared that they should be. Hallelujah. You said that they were made to give you glory. So we pray, Father, that they will strive for that kind of life that brings glory to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, cancel all the assaults of the enemy that pulls them away from you. We encourage the work of the Holy Spirit, and we appreciate that you send ministering angels to give them great wisdom, as well as through the revelation of their parents' teaching, their parents' example in teaching at church, school, and wherever they could find truth, that they would choose truth and walk in it and be transformed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. In a few minutes, Sister Marion, can you close us out? Let me just say a few words. I thank God for each of you all coming on today, you know, because our children need us so much. Many times I see, you know, parents, they're having trouble with their 2-year-old and 5-year-old and, you know, just different problems, but the parents, some of them are on the cell phones and not paying attention to children. So I pray that they put the cell phones down and give their children their undivided attention, because children need, you know, they need attention. They need to know how to live every day. They've never lived before. And so as parents, God has given us the responsibility to train them, to nurture them, to love on them, to spend time with them. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, I am one God, the only God. And so he says, from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed, to teach the children about him. He said, write the word on the doorpost. So I'm going to say, write it on the iPad, write it on the TV, write it on the refrigerator, give the children cards, you know, like index cards with the scriptures to learn the scriptures, to memorize them so that they will be written on the tables of their heart, that they would not sin against God. Our children need protection, and they're depending on us for protection. And there's so much happening today, so we got to pay attention, look out for the children, teach them, and train them. And I thank God for each of you all. You are good parents. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God does not condemn us, but he does correct adults as well as children. So he teaches us that we got to take our responsibility, love on the children, teach them up, train them up the way God wants us to train not only our children, but some of us have grandchildren. So we got to do the same thing. You know, and the Bible says older women and older men teach the younger women and the younger men. So we got to do that so they'll know. So I love each of you. I thank you all for coming on, taking your time out. I truly appreciate you. So we're going to be closing out now. Sister Marion is going to say a closing prayer. But before she does that, I'm going to unmute all lines. Does anybody have any special requests, anything they want to say before we close out? Hold on. I'm going to unmute all the lines. And you can just state your name. If you have a question, prayer request, we got just a few more minutes. Unmuting lines right now. And, okay, all the lines are muted that I could tell. Anybody state your name, make your request, make it kind of, you know, as brief as possible. We appreciate you. All right, go ahead.
Sister Annette, and I would like to ask for prayer for children who have not contacted their parents and they don't know where they are, that God would touch their hearts and let them contact their families and let them know that they're alive and give them some about their whereabouts. Thank you.
Okay. Sister Marion, cover that in your prayer. I'm sorry. Go ahead. State your name.
From Arkansas.
Speak louder. We can hardly hear you. Speak louder.
Oh, you can't.
Turn your phone
up. Sister Irma from Arkansas. I don't know what's wrong with my telephone.
I got you.
I'm asking prayer for the that the Lord would keep the children from catching this new disease that they said it is out and it's attacking the children bodies.
Okay.
And some elderly too that catch it as well. So we just asking prayer for the children and the elderly people not to catch this new disease. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Julia Walker. I will pray for my family.
Pray for your family? Is
yes.
That what you said, sister? Okay.
Yeah. My son getting out of the military, been in 26 years, and I want him to be able to come out and take civilian life and be comfortable with it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sister Mary's going to pray for all these things in a minute. Anybody else? State your name. We just got about a minute. State your name. Your prayer request. All right. Thank you all so much, Marion. Children that, you know, have not contacted their parents. Parents don't know where they are. Safe. Safety for all ages from a disease spreading right now. And Sister Julia's son and family, he's getting out of the service. So he will make the adjustment.
Heavenly Father, I come to you. I thank you, first of all, Lord God, for this prayer line right now, oh God. I thank you for Sister G. I thank you for all the prayer warriors that have prayed right now, Lord God. I'm praying right now, Lord God, for all those children that have run away or that are away from home. I pray that they contact their parents right now, Lord God, to receive the help that they need right now, Lord God. I pray for all those children that are out there just partying, Lord God, and vaping and doing drugs and just dressing provocative. I pray right now, Lord God, that you cover them right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood. I pray for all of our children from any diseases that are going around, any hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God. I pray for our elderly right now, Lord God, to not let us get any thing that's going around right now, Lord God. I pray for all of the military right now, Lord God, those that are in the military and those that are getting out, Lord God. Continue to protect and watch over them right now, Lord God. Help them when they come back home, Lord God, where they won't go astray right now, Lord God. We have a lot of our veterans that have been in the service that are out and are homeless right now, Lord God, and don't have anybody to turn to. I'm praying for families to stick by each other. I'm praying that the Lord will bind families together on one accord right now, Lord God. I'm praying for our children, health and protection over our children right now, Lord God, from everything, every hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God. I'm bleeding the blood of Jesus over all of our children right now, Lord God. I pray for their parents right now, Lord God, instill in their parents your Holy Spirit where they would know how to raise their children to be godly children right now, Lord God. I pray for all those children that were raised up in the church that have strayed. I pray, Lord God, that you bring them back into the fold right now, Lord God. I pray for all those children that are in college that come home and forget about going to church. I'm praying that you bring all of them back into the fold right now, Lord God. Continue to keep prayer in the household right now, Lord God. Let us instill in our children to get up and pray every morning, Lord God. Pray before they leave. Pray when they get in any vehicle right now, Lord God, for them to pray and ask Lord to give them protection over everything. To cover the vehicles that they in, to cover the school buses that they in right now, Lord God. Let our children always have a prayer in their heart right now, Lord God. Keep them prayerful right now, Lord God. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over all of us right now, Lord God. Help us right now, Lord God, and to hear all of our prayers for our children and continue to bless us on this prayer line to continue. Not only to pray for our children on this prayer line, but pray for our children daily. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to say something to you all before you leave. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, Sister Mary. And each of you, I thank the powerful prayer to pray, the effectual fervent prayers. Thank you all so much. Now, we all need something to keep our system built up. So there's Echinacea tea, and if you don't get what I'm saying, you can call me or text me. Echinacea tea, drink it warm. Don't buy the capsules. Buy the tea bags. You can add lemon to it. Also, vitamins. Get lots of vitamin C. I'm not talking about orange juice. I'm talking about the real vitamin C capsules. They're more potent than orange juice. And ginger, today I cut up some fresh ginger and some lemon and boil them and make a tea out of it. Echinacea tea, vitamin C, and ginger and lemon tea will help fight off and keep your immune system built up. So it will cover your lungs and all of your organs in your body. So if you didn't hear, you can call me at home. You got my number. So we'll talk again. I thank God for you all. I love each of you. All right. Don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost. Stay in the word of God. The word, there's healing in the word. There's healing Amen. In the word. When you read the mm-hmm. word, it will heal you. You may not believe it, but I was sick one time, long ago. I read the Lord's Prayer every day, 50 times in the morning, 50 times in the evening. I got up out that bed. I was healed. Love y'all. Talk to you next week.
Love you too.
All right.
Amen.
The B-I-B-L-E. Get back the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E. Get back the book for me. I'd be